It's The Confluence. I'm Kevin Gavin. If you see what looks like ketchup packets falling from the sky this week, or smell rotting fish in your back alley, don't be alarmed. It's part of the annual raccoon vaccine baiting program in Allegheny County. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports on why Pittsburgh is key to eliminating rabies among North American raccoons.
The best place to put rabies vaccine is where raccoons will find it, but pets and humans won't.
I don't know, that dumpster's a little high. I'm not putting it under that one.
A dog might crawl under the dumpster. So instead, Lori Horowitz tosses several pieces of bait over a fence into a copse of trees.
Alley-oop!
Horowitz is one of about 85 Allegheny County employees and volunteers. Federal officials say they'll scatter some 40,000 doses of oral rabies vaccine bait across the Pittsburgh area. They're putting it in bushes, down sewage drains, and on the lawns of abandoned houses in hopes that raccoons will find and consume the vaccine. Each dose is inside a hard, waxy cube of fish meal. About 1 inch by 1 inch, the vaccine smells like rancid dog food or decaying fish. Even on this cool morning, the car already stinks.
I have been throwing a bait and gotten a piece of fish meal in my mouth, and it is not a pleasant experience. So.
Most raccoons live in urban environments because human trash is a great source of food. Rabies can infect any mammal, and in the U.S., raccoons are the animal that are most likely to carry the disease. Fatalities are rare, but if someone is bitten or scratched by a rabid animal and then doesn't get an expensive vaccine soon after, they almost certainly will die a painful death. That's partly why the federal government is pouring resources into rabies mitigation in Pittsburgh, which is the westernmost U.S. city where raccoon rabies is found. Wildlife biologist Amy Hess runs the vaccine baiting program in Pennsylvania for the United States Department of Agriculture. We meet up at the Allegheny County Airport where she's picking up vaccine bait.
So these have not yet been unpacked yet because they're for helicopters, so we're going to open a box.
This year, Hess says the USDA is ramping up air operations with some 200,000 doses being dropped from helicopters and planes throughout the greater Pittsburgh area. The bait's packaging is much lighter and resembles condiment packages from a fast food restaurant. This may seem extreme, but Hess says it saves money in the long run.
Right now, rabies can cost up to $500 million just for treating it and managing it here in the East Coast. So could we imagine those projections if raccoon rabies actually made it west?
For a while, the Appalachian Mountains acted as a natural barrier that kept rabid raccoons in eastern cities. But in the mid-1990s, they made it over the mountains, which spurred the federal government to take up mitigation efforts. And it's working. Hess says the USDA has stopped the spread of raccoon rabies. Now the goal is to push east until it's fully eradicated.
And if we can't figure out how to get rabies out of Pittsburgh, then I'm not sure we're going to be able to figure out how to get out of larger cities like Philadelphia and New York whenever we reach those.
Mitigation efforts in Pittsburgh don't just benefit the U.S. Toronto-based animal behavior researcher Suzanne McDonald says this work protects her city, which has a huge number of raccoons.
The wildlife do not have passports. They don't have to go through customs. They are there, and this will travel.
McDonald specializes in studying urban raccoons at York University. Because the raccoon population is so dense, she says it could be a public health disaster if raccoon rabies reached Toronto.
It will spread, especially in urban areas because the contact between raccoons is much higher. So that's why we're worried about the greater Toronto area because it's so connected. And so once it gets in, it's not going to die out.
Next month, USDA workers plan to take blood samples from live raccoons to see what percentage found and ate the vaccine bait. In previous years, up to half the raccoons sampled were immunized. This year, the USDA hopes to hit 70%. Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.